You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's up, Browns fans? This is Snacko from Miamisburg, Ohio. If you want some good Browns therapy for your head, and if you wanted the best, here is the best. The Dogs Podcast. Let's do it. Do it.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Dogs. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. That guy kind of sounded like the dude from Dodgeball. Do it to it.
Yeah.
Do it to it, Laws. I think that's what it's from. We appreciate the awesome intros. Make sure you guys get yours in to us. Browns, we predicted them to lose the bye week, and magically we somehow came out on top. So we're going to get into all the scenarios, a Ravens preview, all the good stuff for the Browns coming out of the bye. Before we do that, though, make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. You can also catch us on Apple, Spotify, and Google if you prefer to just listen to the podcast. Lastly, if you're looking for more content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. The fantasy leagues are wrapping up. It's a tight playoff race in both leagues. I think in one of the leagues, both the Dogs are in the playoff, and in the other league, I don't know if either one of them are in it.
I'm in.
Strapped and clawed his way in. So,
absolutely, yeah.
It's getting good in there. Ton of fun stuff going on in there. If you're interested in that kind of thing, we get an extra episode every week. The episodes come out early every week over there. More direct access to us. A lot of cool stuff. So if you're interested in that, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member.
Dogs game preview.
So, like I mentioned in the opening, basically everything that the Browns needed to happen happened. So much to the point where all we had to do was win our last game against the Ravens and the Browns would be in first place right now. How depressing is that?
All we had to do was score a couple more points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As topsy-turvy as this season has been, if we just would have won that game, we'd be in first place in the division right now.
That's wild.
Gives me hope.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. Like, we do the – so we usually do the episodes on – it was on Mondays. Now we've been doing it on Tuesdays, so hopefully Zach would be able to make it. As you can see, Zach's not here.
Not working out.
We're trying, but, you know, Zach's just apparently like the CEO of a company. He's just always busy.
We shifted the chairs around. That's we said, you know what? Let's just make it a little more comfortable in here.
It is very strange on the side here. I'm not going to lie. This is weird territory over here. But.
We do the episodes pretty much right after games for the most part. So then when we lose a game like we did last time against the Ravens, we come in, it's really fresh. The wound is deep. And, you know, it's a little bit depressing. The further we've gotten away from that game, and then the more I watched our AFC North counterparts this past weekend, I'm coming into this game more optimistic than I ever thought I would be. Again, not necessarily because of anything the Browns have shown me, just because I watch these teams play, and nobody in our division is world beaters.
No.
Nobody's that. I watch the Steelers and the Ravens play, which is usually like a very high octane, hit them in the mouth, just crazy game. That was a terrible, that game sucked. That was a horrible football game to watch.
Here, you go try to score. No, you guys go try to score.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to throw stones from my glass house over here being the Browns fan, because we haven't done anything either. But you know, but I think, and teams of pretty much, or fans of pretty much every team in this division has to admit, like, nobody's doing anything really. The Bengals come out and win a big one 1 week, and then we spank them the next, and then we go into the next week and can't score two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And you know, and then they win big and then come out and get stomped by the Chargers at home. It's like nobody, it's like Mr. Jekyll or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde every week for every team.
Yeah, it really has been.
Other than New England. I mean, if we're saying the AFC, the whole AFC is kind of like that. The whole AFC is super just up and down, kind of crazy. Nobody looks consistent week to week. I mean, New England looks great. You know who's kind of sneaking up and they kind of came out of the gutter? Miami's all of a sudden just kind of right there too. They're 6-7 and playing well, winning games. Tua's healthy-er.
he's actually been playing pretty well.
Pretty well, yeah.
So like we were talking about this before we came on, saying, you know, there really is no best team in the AFC right now, except for maybe the Patriots.
The Patriots, yeah.
And what does it for them is just their lockdown defense and then just minimizing turnovers and mistakes on offense, and they just win games that way.
I was talking to a friend over this past weekend. The Patriots are essentially what the Browns want to be. They run the ball, they play good defense, and they just ask their quarterback to make a few throws.
Yep.
And he does. That's almost like the difference right now between the two teams. And their defense is more dominant. Mm-hmm. Our defense has gotten better as far as points per game-wise and stuff, but their defense is dominant.
Yeah, it's really good.
But to put things in perspective, I think a lot of people thought the Bills were one of the best teams in the AFC. They got a win early against the Dolphins when they were struggling, Washington when they were struggling, the Texans, the Chiefs when they were in the middle of their skid, and then the Dolphins again. And then they've lost to the Jags. They lost to the Steelers. They just lost to New England, where New England only threw the ball three times. So there's all these teams that have decent records. They're 7-5. The Ravens are what, 7-5, right?
8-4.
Yeah.
8-4.
Yep.
The Ravens might be, they remind me so much of the Steelers last year, where the Steelers rattled off 10 wins or 11 wins in a row, but you just knew watching them, they weren't that great. And then they imploded going down the stretch.
Every time the Ravens win a game, it's by the skin of their teeth. You know what I mean? It's not like they're going out there and beating anybody by 10, 15, 20 points or anything like that. It's, you know, Tucker's last second field goals and other teams fumbling and making mistakes at the end. I mean, Even Kansas City, sitting at 8-4, they're fourth in the conference right now. They're not the same Kansas City. Yep. They're not super explosive. They're super beatable.
Honestly, I think their defense kind of has been the best part of that team lately. The last, what, two, three weeks
now. I would say sort of like the Browns. Their defense has turned it around, kind of like ours.
A lot of questions. Now, like, if I was Kansas City, I'd be a little bit more optimistic about offensive goals for the rest of the year. I'd be like, oh, hey, we're gonna be okay.
As a Patrick Mahomes owner, though,
it's very rough.
Well, 2 weeks in a row not throwing for a touchdown, and their offense is, they have turned it around, not because of their offense,
the defense,
because of their defense.
Absolutely.
They don't have a run game.
No,
they have no run game.
It's like the Bills.
Yeah, exactly. The Bills have no run game. I mean, you're looking at what it's doing to these teams. Last year that worked for them. But the NFL is so fun because this is the top of the top, man. This is the highest level, super. These guys are all professionals, and they make adjustments.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
I was talking to him about this, though. Was that game last night, though, not an indictment on the fact that everybody should just play in a dome?
Yes. I thought that as soon as I turned it on and I saw the conditions on the field, I thought, why are, in 2021, are we still playing football games outside.
Like it's this. Just, and I got butchered on this show last year when I said Cleveland should get one. And how much did that help the Bills last night?
Well, yeah.
Was that football weather? Was that, I mean, it's so stupid. First of all, I'm a little bitter because it cost me a fantasy matchup. And, you know, because that Stephon Diggs couldn't get anything going. I saw another person who went into that game last night down 0.71. And he had Mac Jones, and he didn't win. Imagine going into a game only down
with a quarterback
0.71, yeah. And you got a quarterback, and you don't win. It's just it was terrible to watch too. I was excited for that game all week, and then it was putrid. That's not what I want to watch.
Yeah, I think you're going to get the arguments from both sides. You're going to get the people that want to watch it for the entertainment purposes. And I got my fantasy teams, and I want to see these guys out there, and I want to see the best of everything they can do, take the weather factor out of it. And then you get the old school people that are like, oh, come on, football's a weather game. You know, it's great when it's rainy and muddy and all that stuff. Listen, and
I'm telling you, I've sat in that stadium in rain and snow, and there's nothing fun about it.
No,
it's not fun.
So
it's
dome, right? It's, yeah.
I mean,
the people who got really mad at me last year were like, it's such an advantage for Cleveland. What advantage? We went 1-31 and 0-16. There's no advantage. Yeah.
I think their argument would be that we just have a really strong run game. If we had to, we could hand the ball to Nick Chubb, you know, 40 times.
Yeah, we saw that advantage against the Lions.
Just
please put a roof on these things. Let's go.
But I digress. But I got a little off topic there. But man, that was a rough game to watch last night, and it sucked. So let's get a dome. But I mean, and it just really, like, I don't even have any really want to go to a Browns game the rest of the year. Why do I, Justin's going to go to him.
I got like four more to go to.
Why do I want to drive up there and sit in like the worst traffic ever because they start shutting streets down like the freaking night before, basically.
Yeah.
And then no good parking to the point. I mean, it's like a 35-minute walk no matter where you park to get to the stadium, and then sit on the lake in the freezing cold for 4 hours. Or I could just be posted up on my chair with a hot cocoa.
Oh, I'll take the chair and the cocoa, man. Yeah. For sure. But I will tell you, like, I'd almost rather get dropped off on the exit, on the off ramp.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Walk through the city to the stadium and just get picked up there.
No lie, I've thought about this. Parking up by Progressive,
mm-hmm.
and then just Ubering down.
Or just get the little...
Yeah, either way, you got to sit in the traffic.
Or getting the scooters, parking down by Progressive, then scootering down to the stadium.
It's like $5, man, to park right across from Progressive at like that fenced-in little area there.
Yeah. But do I want to ride a scooter when it's 8 degrees?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Do you know how to ride a scooter?
I do.
Okay.
But we got a little off topic. But, yeah. You know, I think that everybody who is a local Browns fan that has gone to winter games knows it's not fun, and the parking situation sucks. It's terrible.
But to kick it back into this AFC thing real quick, it's so interesting looking at the standings in the conference because really, out of the 16 teams, only three you don't even have to worry about. That's it. The rest of them are all in play somehow. The Jets are out, the Texans and the Jags.
Okay.
I mean, and then the fourth worst team is the Dolphins, which you just said.
Six and seven.
And so these teams ahead of them, us and, you know, the Colts, the Raiders, the Broncos, they all start losing games and the Dolphins keep winning. They're just going to climb right up.
Mm-hmm. Coming out of the bye, our playoff chances improved to over 20%, and our chances to win the division also improved. I forget to how high. Looking more specifically at this Ravens game, some things, right tackle situation, they're saying Hudson's going to start instead of Hance because Hance has been struggling at the tackle position. But they did say he's going to be on a short leash. So I think if he comes out and he has a rough first quarter, I mean, Blake Hance is going to be there ready just in case. So let's see what he can do. And then what might even be even bigger is Marlon Humphrey's out.
Yeah.
He's going to be out for the season for the Ravens. And the way the Ravens kind of got to play us last year late in the season with our practice squad secondary, the Ravens are going to be rolling in here with basically a practice squad secondary. Yeah. If we can't throw the ball this game, we're never going to be able to.
No, this is a game. I mean, I know we're coming off such disappointment, first of all, through the season to this point, and then just that last Ravens game before the bye. But we can totally win this game. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
We could run away with it. Literally run away with it. I mean, with Chubb and Hunt.
As down as I was right after the game last week, like the further we get away from it, the more and more optimistic I become again. Like I start talking myself back into
I think we needed,
if this happens and this happens.
Yeah, we needed a bye week.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, and it was good to watch football and not have to worry about the Browns. They weren't playing Sunday night. They weren't playing at 4 or whatever. I didn't have to watch them. I could just watch the rest of the league and realize, okay, we've kind of sucked somewhat this year.
Yeah.
But so do these other teams from time to time. I mean, the Bengals look like they shouldn't be on the field with the Chargers at points. And they just beat the snot out of the Steelers.
Yeah, we have had what we consider like a rough season. But I think – I don't really listen to other teams' podcasts.
Right.
But I would like to they're probably all sounding somewhat similar to ours. Like, there's no way the Bills thought they'd be 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like, there's no way the Chargers, I mean, what are the Chargers about that?
Also? 7-5.
Like, all these teams thought they'd be better than
what
about
the Colts at 7-6? I think they had higher aspirations than 7-6.
So everybody is sitting there wondering, going like, it seems like every other week going, what is going on with our team?
Yeah.
So it's not just us. And sometimes it's like, it's good to have that week off and to just kind of look and be like, man, I don't want to say we were overreacting because I still expect our team to play better, but everybody's going through this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't necessarily notice it when you're only focused on watching the Browns and what's going on with our team. And then you sit back and you're like, every team is sucking at some point this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would label myself as very cautiously optimistic coming out of the bye. Like, okay, I see the path where we, you know, come out, we beat the Ravens, turn around, we can beat the Raiders. And then what, we got Packers after that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But then we finish with, you know, Steelers, Bengals, beatable teams.
If we win all of our AFC games.
Yes.
We have a pretty solid chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
That would put us at 10-7.
Call me crazy, but like, all four of those teams, including the Raiders, are super inconsistent right now.
Yes, 100%.
Baltimore, I never thought I would say that Baltimore kind of has lost its identity on offense, but they don't have that running game. Mm-hmm. Like, it's...
When you're seeing what it's doing to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a turnover machine this year.
Yes, he is.
He's a turnover machine. I mean, and it's almost like the game against us where their offense was awful, it wasn't a fluke. Because it was not that good the 2 weeks previous coming in to play us.
Yep.
And then
Steelers game.
And then we dominated them. And then they didn't look good against the Steelers on offense again.
Yeah.
So it's just, this is such a winnable game. I'm curious. So Njoku's not going to play against COVID.
Yeah, he just went on the list today. And
is Harrison Bryant COVID too, or is he hurt? But he's not playing either.
I'll look.
Yeah, check on that.
So Austin Hooper, you know, people have been giving him a lot of grief, saying he's overpaid for not producing. So this is a game where he's going to be basically the only tight end out there. So I'm looking for him to produce. And I'm actually, I don't want to say I'm happy that our tight ends aren't going to be in, but I'm curious to see if, because we don't have all three of them, if we see some more like three wide receiver sets and we get some touches to the wide receivers.
Yeah, well, and that's a good – okay, so I was going to ask you, what sort of, like, offensive adjustments are you hoping to see? Like, legitimately coming out of the bye? Like, is it the three wide receiver set type of situation?
We got to do something to get the downfield passing going.
I agree.
I don't know if it's less tight ends, more wide receivers, if it's telling Baker, hey, sometimes you just got to take a shot. What, I don't know, whatever it is, but – we have to at least have some kind of threat of the downfield passing.
I'm hoping that there were some conversations in the bye with Baker talking about, look, we appreciate your attention to limiting turnovers. We know you're really not trying not to throw picks and all that stuff, but we're 6-6 anyway. So how about we let her loose a little bit?
So I'm sure a lot of you guys watched. You guys watch that Kurt Warner video?
I did not, no.
So Kurt Warner put out like the breakdown of like the last game showing it wasn't Baker's fault. Some people are going like way one way with it, saying, see, look, and none of it's – I did not take that video as like a glowing endorsement. I took it as like a he wasn't that great, but he wasn't that as bad as what people were saying either. Mm-hmm. He still threw, he still just dropped the ball on a fumble. He still didn't play that great. Basically, the point of the video was saying, like, he played good enough where they could have won. And I think everybody who watched that game knew with the amount of drops and stuff we had that it wasn't 100% on Baker.
No, I think we get 7 on the opening drive if, yeah, if Peoples-Jones doesn't drop that pass.
So, you know, it wasn't all on Baker that last game. Now, I do think Kurt Warner was kind of like, I mean, go break down the Lions game for me then.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and he only did the first half. He didn't do the second half. Mm-hmm. He just basically did the second quarter, when, like, all our possessions after the turnovers and stuff like that. But that was kind of good to see because, like I said, I've looked for, like, the coach's film, and I just haven't spent the money, I guess, on the Game Pass to be able to watch it. So, luckily, Kurt Warner did it for me. So, thanks, Kurt. But, no, I'm looking for the downfield. We have to at least take the shots, complete some of them to force them to loosen up a little bit in the run game. Because if not, the run game, again, teams are going to force us to throw it until we make them stop.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
That Baltimore game, they literally put 10 people in the box. It was just over and over and over and didn't even care. There was no respect for the passing game. And then, you know, Browns fans will yell, oh, you know, we bailed on Nick Chubb. We didn't stick to the run game. No, I mean, you literally were running into the line of scrimmage and getting 1 and 2 yard games. And I get that you have to run the ball and keep it.
But you're not going to run the ball on 3rd and 9.
Right.
You know, 3rd and 8.
Right. And they were literally, what was it? We talked about it at the game, you know, about the game. What, 10 of our third downs were 5 yards or longer?
Yeah.
It's predictable. Mm-hmm. And they still put 10 people in the box.
Yeah. Does Baker have the power to change the call at the line of scrimmage? Do you guys ever know? Do we audible that much?
I would hope so, being, you know,
this many years in. But yeah. Have you ever seen him, like, flip the side of the... I mean, I haven't paid, I guess, close enough attention. But have you ever seen him come up and be like, hey, we're supposed to be running the ball to our left, and I'm counting, and there's 8 guys right here.
I think
here.
So.
You would think so.
I do. I honestly do think I've seen that.
Okay, good. Just because I'm hoping we're getting that out of our fourth year guy.
Yep. You know? And I know we've been really tough on Baker, I'd say the last month. But he's kind of earned that too. But I, you know, willing to let bygones be and just come out of the bye and let's just go.
No.
You know what I mean? Let's just...
I was talking about this with a friend earlier. People say I'm a hater. I will gladly eat crow every day for the rest of my life if he comes out and balls out and we go 5-0. Because all I care about is the Browns winning.
I know, and I feel
that's
like
all I care about.
I hear that too a lot whenever we come in and we say, oh, man, the Browns really suck. They're like, oh, you hate the Browns. I don't hate the Browns. I love the Browns. Nothing in me wants more than for the Browns to win. That's why I'm coming in here PO'd that they're not.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
I will gladly look America in the face and say I was wrong every day right. If it means the Browns go 5-0. I don't care. I just want them to win. The only reason I get mad is because I think he needs to be better for them to win.
Because they're not winning.
Correct.
Right.
So give me a, you know, relax. I'm not a hater. I just want the Browns to win.
But with that being said, I mean, you guys both agree, right? I mean, coming out of the bye, I mean, the rest of this season, we could do this thing.
Yeah.
100%. And Baker's going to be the healthiest he's been since what, week 1?
Yeah, because at week 2 is when it happened right away.
So the shoulders had now had 2 weeks to rest, which is never, it's not going to be 100% until he gets it fixed, but it's going to feel a little bit better not having done it. The foot, the knee, all that's going to be feeling a lot better. This is going to be the most healthy he's been since week 2, coming into the most crucial, the most crucial stretch of this season. Maybe the best, the biggest five-game stretch of his career.
Well, yeah, because now the contracts, I mean, it's really in question.
Yeah.
So he needs to come out and prove that he's worthy of it. This is the game where we need to put 42 on the Ravens and just say, see you later. Get back to Baltimore.
Well, and I'm looking forward to getting these receivers involved, too, because, like I said, the Ravens are going to be playing. They're decimated in the secondary.
They had to go for a 2-pointer because they literally had, I don't know if it was, he was just blowing smoke, but Harbaugh just said, hey, we didn't have any healthy cornerbacks on our roster. We were done. Which, yeah, I mean, if you go to overtime and you have no cornerbacks, you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah. So And then defensively, just come out. I mean, I don't think we got to rewrite the book. You just played them.
Yeah.
And you dominated them. Do I expect us to get force four picks again? Probably not. But do I expect us to maybe pick him off once or twice?
He's good for one.
Yeah.
Seems to be anyway.
Keep him in the pocket again.
Yeah. And they're not adjusting. Like, Baltimore will not adjust their offense at all. Like, they've been struggling for what? Since the Miami game? The product that they're putting out there is not that great, and no adjustments are being made.
Miami kind of put that blueprint out there of, we're going to man you up, send 5 to 6, yep, and just get to you quick to the point where Lamar's got to make his quick decision, and he's got to make a pinpoint throw. And it's almost, and he does it sometimes, but it's almost like the Browns and their deep threat. We might hit one deep one here and there, but not enough to make anybody scared enough to change their plan. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of like the way it's going for the Ravens right now. It's just, so Miles needs to have another big game. I think JOK is coming back, or not JOK,
Phillips.
Yeah. I think Phillips is coming back this game. So if he's in any kind of shape at all, could have a lot of speed on that defense that we didn't have last year.
Yep.
JOK,
man. Walker, I can't wait to see this JJ second three. Matchup.
Yeah. Newsom's been
playing well.
Yeah, Newsom.
Phillips was a guy we were really excited for this year.
Yep. Yes.
We were kind of looking. I think he was a guy I looked to make a big jump in one of our preseason episodes. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to seeing him get back on the field. Jadeveon Clowney had a really good game the first time we played these guys a couple weeks ago. Basically, the whole defense did.
Yeah.
We got to continue to contain his rushing. He had 55 yards against the Steelers. Against us, didn't he only have average like 4 yards a carry?
Yeah, I want to say it was like 67 yards. That's just a kind of a...
But it was on a lot of carries.
A lot of carries, and it was only for... Yeah, it was like either 4 or a little under 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to get his. He's going to get it. So absolutely, as long as we can contain the damage that he can do with it,
right,
it's not a big deal.
Yep. And then third... The special teams has to be better this game.
Oh, my God.
The Ravens have good special teams. John Harbaugh is an old special teams coach. He's got that in his DNA. And you can tell when they play because they're good on special teams. Mm-hmm. We got to make our extra points and our field goals. Please stop bringing the ball out from 8 yards deep in the end zone and getting to the 10.
I get so aggravated when they do that.
Yeah. Can we please get, you know, a 50-yard punt, or can we pin them inside the 10 once?
Mm-hmm.
Something that's just get better at special teams.
Maybe get like a nice return.
Yeah.
On something.
What did we say last week? We had negative 3 yards returning on punts.
And let me clarify, if the Browns are listening, I'm talking about a good punt return, not a kickoff return. Please do not return the kickoffs.
Yeah. I mean, so special teams has to be way better. I don't want to lose this game because we missed two field goals or because we muffed a punt. Or say it's going to come down to a last possession, and instead of getting the ball at the 25, we decide to bring it out and we start at the 8, and we have no timeouts left, and we got to go 92 yards. Be smart, special teams, please.
I would love to see Case Keenum play in the fourth quarter of this game because we're up so big. Ooh, that's what I want
to
see.
Does that happen in the NFL? We'd have to be up, what, like 70 to nothing?
Yeah, I would hope that does not happen because, man, I feel like Lamar Jackson's, he can score in bunches still. Yeah. Just keep your foot on
it. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I know exactly
what you're saying. I'd love to see it kind of like that Bengals game where it was just, we were so far out in front that it
didn't need to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic again about the offense.
Yeah.
I picked us to score a bunch of points against the Lions. It didn't pan out. I thought we were going to look good last time we played these guys because Baker's thrown the ball well against the Ravens in his career. It didn't pan out. I'm going to try it again. Let's see if third time's a charm.
Okay.
Where I'm cautiously optimistic here about the. I just have a feeling, I don't know, coming out of the bye, we're going to make some adjustments. We're going to be fresh.
Healthy, yeah.
We're going to be healthy. The Steelers are coming, or the Ravens are coming in.
Well, and it's not like.
Banged up.
Kind of reeling.
The Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like we haven't seen the Browns put up points this year. We've seen the offense click and play well in games.
Yeah.
So we know it can happen. Right. It's just been a while. It's been a while.
Now, I hope also that we kind of don't go into that game just kind of casual, because if you think that Baltimore is not going to be prepared, you're crazy.
No,
they're going to come in. I mean, it's a division game. They know that they need this game.
every AFC game that right now is it's a playoff game.
Absolutely. Yep. It's your season's on the line.
Because if you come out, if you lose this game, it's done. I can't. It, there's nothing. I mean, we.
For the Browns, you mean?
Yes.
Yep.
So you, it's got to be one game at a time, like that 1-0 every week mentality, because you have to win. You have to win every AFC game from here on out if you want to make the playoffs. If you lose this game, might as well just call it a wash. We'll see you guys next season, because there's, I mean, it's done.
Yeah, and that's not being like pessimistic. That's just that's being the reality of the situation we're in.
I mean, I don't know if it's for sure, but like statistically, if we're still alive, I don't want to be like, well, now, hey, all we got to do is rattle off four in a row and we need these other four teams to go 0-4. I don't like, I don't want to do that again. No.
Like the Lions. I saw the Lions weren't eliminated from the playoffs. There's 45 things that needed to happen.
Yeah,
for the
Lions.
Yeah, we don't need any of those. So if you kind of look, the Raiders are 6-6. This week they're playing Kansas City. So if Kansas City can beat them, they lose a game. This is if we win, of course, and get to 7-6.
Right.
The Chargers are playing the Giants.
Don't count on that, bro.
Yeah, don't count on the Giants for that one. The Bengals are playing the 49ers.
Yeah.
So that could be good. Buffalo's playing Tampa Bay.
It's also good.
In Tampa Bay. Who else are we worried about? So, Indy's on a bye. Miami's on a bye.
Who the Steelers got?
The Steelers. Why am I not seeing them on my...
Are they on a bye?
No, they are not.
No, they're not, but for some reason...
Give me one second, man. The Steelers are playing Minnesota.
Oh, gosh, that's because they're playing...
All Thursday night.
They're playing on Thursday. I'm looking at Sunday's games. Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota will somehow lose that game.
Oh, I feel 100%. 100%.
They will somehow lose that game.
And the thing is, they are a good team, but they can't win games.
Are they going to be in the market for a new coach?
Ah, man.
I mean, Mike Zimmer is, but has there been a team that's done less with more? I mean, they're loaded every year, and they just never do anything. They haven't done anything since Case Keenum was there.
You're right.
So,
And Kirk Cousins is having like a stellar year.
Yeah.
I think he's what, like got 30 touchdowns and like 3 picks?
Yep.
I mean, like every single NFL team would just sign me up for that.
Yep.
Right now. Before the season even starts. We'll figure everything else out. Give us 30-3, we'll take it.
Wait till this week, because Thielen's going to be out for the game. What do you think Justin Jefferson's going to do this week? He already is getting like 182 yards and 10 receptions.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Another thing that helps us in the division, Joe Burrow hurt his pinky on his throwing hand.
He did.
That's not going to be nice. I mean, the pinky's pretty vital as far as gripping the football.
Yeah, you can see him throwing the ball on the sideline.
Yep.
Obviously in pain.
He plays in the weather in Cincinnati. It's windy.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye on that. Big Ben's obviously decrepit. The Ravens have no NFL quality corners right now. I mean, it's crazy, but it's almost wide open.
No, and if we beat the Ravens, we could very easily be the only AFC North team this weekend to win.
Yeah, for sure.
And we need that. Like, we really need that.
It would be wonderful. It would be wonderful. So, and one last thing. I'm looking for the penalties to be cleaned up coming out of the bye.
Please.
Yep.
Especially the pre-snap penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, get that figured out. That and the special teams are just things... I do not want to lose games going down the stretch in a playoff push because we had 12 penalties for 350 yards and missed 15 extra points. Like
I'd be okay if we missed 15 extra points in a game.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that. Bro.
Yeah. So
completely fine.
But I mean, I think that's pretty much it as far as what to expect. I mean, we should do what you did last time. Just score more points.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, defense, do the same thing. Let's clean up the special teams, like you said, and offense, just score a couple more points.
Yes.
Make a field goal, score two more touchdowns, and let's just send them out of here. They don't need to be in Cleveland. We don't want them in here. Just get them out of here, man.
So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what the Ravens fans say in the comments of this episode. You know, because you know they're gonna be chirping.
These clowns with their Browns.
Yeah, even though I mean, they can say whatever they want. You know, first in the division, there's no way you're overly confident right now.
Oh, if you are, you are delusional. this Ravens team is, they should not be 8-4.
100%. They're the...
But they are. So, I mean, you do have to give that to them. They are. We're not. They are. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely.
Record is what the record is.
Yep. We'll see Sunday.
We will see.
I'm back to talking smack.
And that bye week is... Now I'm, like, excited for the Browns to play again. I'm like, oh, man, I miss not watching the Browns on Sunday.
Oh, it sucks.
The last few weeks, I'm like, oh, geez, here we go again.
Gritting teeth.
Yeah, you're getting to that mode.
But, all right, well, we'll see what we come up with. See what Stefanski comes up with.
Yeah.
And then just see what Baker can do against a practice squad.
In the secondary.
I mean, it's kind of, yeah, like you said, now or never. So.
Yep.
All right, well, before we move into the game picks, I want to remind everybody to go check out DraftKings Sportsbook. Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, which the Browns are going to give us this Sunday. But with the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, you can still get in on the NFL action. Everybody can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. I play every week. DraftKings, the Daily Fantasy Sports is so fun because you can play a million different contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN for the Pigskin Podcast Network, which we are the official Cleveland Browns podcast the Pigskin Podcast Network. So go check that out. So with DraftKings Sportsbook, TPPN, bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score using the promo code TPPN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, remember, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's pick 'em. Presented by Symbol.
All right, so before we get into our game picks this week, remind you guys to check out Symbol. Head to symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. Play the stock market for sports. You're going to jump on there. You're going to buy stock in the different teams. They got NFL. I know the season's winding down. They got NBA, MLB, cricket. Now, I don't know if they got cricket, but they got pretty much all the sports that you could ever want on there. You're going to buy shares of your favorite sports teams. As the stock price goes up, you're going to make money just like you would in the stock market. Another way to win, instant cash payout every time your team wins for every share you have. So if you have 10 shares of the Browns, you're going to get 10 cash payouts when we win this week against the Ravens.
I like it. I like it.
It's a good way to win some money. If you do your research, you can make a decent amount of money doing this. It's a lot of fun. Also, big thing with our promo code right now, DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, you get $10 free to play, plus your deposit up to $500 is 100% refundable for your first 90 days. Put in your money, any amount from $1 up to $500. Dabble in the stock market. See what you think. If you like it, awesome. If you don't like it, you lose all your money. The market crashes. Anything you need, you know, you put in $500 and realize you forgot to buy a Christmas present for your kid. You need your money back. All you do is you send Symbol an email, say, hey, I want my money back. They send it to you, no questions asked, 100% risk-free. Check it out, symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, play the stock market for sports. So we're going to move into our game picks this week, starting with a big one on Thursday night. We're pulling for Minnesota here. Pittsburgh at Minnesota. Vikings, 3-point favorites at home.
Give me the Vikes. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Take them down.
Yep.
This, to me, feels like a game the Vikings are going to lose, but I'm trying to speak it into existence.
Okay.
So I'm picking the Vikings.
Okay. Hey.
So then we got, this is a big game in the NFC East. Dallas Cowboys at the Washington football team, the Fighting Taylor Heinekes. Dallas 4-point favorites in Washington. Washington have been playing a lot better. Were they on like a 4-game win streak or something like that?
Sounds about right. I know that they've been playing well.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, Dallas hasn't been playing that great. They won that game against the Saints, but It wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
Give me Dallas.
I'll still take Dallas.
I'm going to take Dallas also, but I mean, I think it's going to be a close game. Falcons at the Panthers. Ugh, last time the Panthers played, Cam Newton didn't do much better than I think I would have done at quarterback.
Panthers just fired their Joe Brady.
He was the it guy after LSU won that national championship.
Yeah.
And what, he last one, not even two full seasons?
One and a half. And the thing is, I don't know how much of it you can put on him because they gave him Teddy Bridgewater, then they gave him Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker, and Cam Newton.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's – Teddy Bridgewater's not doing awful for Denver.
He's not.
And I feel like weapons-wise, Panthers got some weapons.
They've got them.
And they're supposed – the Panthers were supposed to have the offensive-minded coaches.
Yeah.
And the thing we complained about the Broncos all the time is that they got a bunch of old defensive, you know, stuck-in-the-past coaches.
Boy, what I would give for the Panthers wide receiving core in Cleveland. Oh, man.
Why?
Why?
We would never throw to him. So who do you got right here?
Fair enough.
Panthers actually favorite, 3-point favorites at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to take Atlanta.
I was going to as well.
Yeah.
I think so also. Cam Newton did not look good in that game. Mm-hmm. He did not look good, and they just fired their offense coordinator. That doesn't look good to me. Seattle at the Texans. Seattle coming off a big win against the Niners. That's just what they do. No matter what their records, they beat the Niners.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of crazy. Seattle, 7.5-point favorites over the Texans.
Yeah, Seattle.
Yep. Because Texans don't really seem to know what they're doing at quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to take Seattle also. We'll skip that one. Then that takes us to Jacksonville at Tennessee. Tennessee, 9.5-point favorites. It's kind of a big spread considering all the people the Titans are missing. But I think I saw that Julio Jones is scheduled to return, or was it AJ? One of them scheduled to come back.
It's Julio. But, well, I think he's available to be, or eligible to return. That's the word, yeah.
For designation, designation or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. 9.5, that is a big. I'll still take Tennessee. Jacksonville's just not getting it done.
I'm going to take Jacksonville. I think I want Jacksonville there.
I'm going to take Tennessee. Then this next one is the Las Vegas Raiders at the Chiefs. Chiefs, 9-point favorites.
No, Raiders, at least to cover that.
Yeah, I'll take Raiders to cover. I think Chiefs win the game, but
I hope the Chiefs win the game.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. Primarily because of their defense right now. I think they could make things, especially if Darren Waller doesn't play, they can make things tough. I could see them, even if they could win this game like 20-10. And
that's true.
So,
yep.
That brings us to the Saints at the Jets. The Saints need this. They're on a skid and they get to play the Jets. So that's nice of the league. 4.5-point favorites.
Oh, yeah. Saints.
Saints, yeah.
For sure, Saints.
Yeah.
For sure. The Saints offense might be a little trash right now, but the defense is still good.
Mm-hmm.
So look for Zach Wilson to throw about 6 or 7 picks.
Right.
Detroit at Denver. Denver, 7.5-point favorites. Oh, the Lions finally got their win.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there is not a team that I root for other than the Browns more than the Lions right now. I don't know. I just like Dan Campbell.
Yeah. I think they like him.
Yeah.
The players like him
a lot.
Seems
like it, yeah.
I'm going to take Detroit. I don't think that they necessarily will win this game, but I think it's close.
Yeah.
They play everybody close.
I think they'll at least cover the spread here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take them to cover.
Is that like a half yawn or
yeah. Yeah. I've been chugging this monster. New York Giants at the Chargers. Chargers coming off a big win over the Bengals. 10.5-point favorites. I'm taking the Chargers.
Man, the Chargers are one of those teams, too, though.
You just never know what you're going to get, yeah.
You say 10.5.
Yeah, the Chargers are up and down, but I know that the Giants are just down.
Well, that's true. I'll take the Chargers
on that one. I agree.
All right, this is a big game for us. San Francisco at Cincinnati. Cincinnati, 1-point favorite. Debo Samuel still out, but like we said, Joe Burrow dealing with that banged-up pinky.
I heard there's a chance Debo comes back this week.
That'd be stellar. That would be stellar.
Either way, I'll take the Niners.
Me too.
Me too. I like the Niners in this one. Other than, you know, the Seahawks being their kryptonite, they've been cruising lately. Buffalo Bills at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, 3.5-point favorite. Bills coming off that loss last night in the windstorm. Where they have 240 yards rushing.
Give me Tampa.
Give me Buffalo.
Yeah?
Well, what are your reasonings for that? What have you seen that
just give me Buffalo? I feel confident about that pick
too. So I'm going to take the Bucks.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't know about the Bills there, I think they're 28th in the league against the rush now. So, and Leonard Fournette's been balling out. So yes, I'll look for them to get the run game going. And then.
And not to mention Tom Brady, if he comes out and says, today I want to throw four touchdowns, he's throwing four touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago at Green Bay. Green Bay, 12.5-point favorite for division.
Oh, man. 12.5, no. You know what? Give me the Bears to cover.
Give me the Packers.
Packers. They're gonna, this could be a murdering. big game here. Rams at Cardinals. Monday Night Football. Cardinals, 2.5-point favorites. This is the kind of game that they brought in Matt Stafford for.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they lose this game. There's going to be a lot. There's already been some rumblings, like, should they not have made that move? Because even though I think Stafford is better than Goff, I feel like they've completely changed their offensive identity just because they got him.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing what Sean McVay is known to do. Just because they got all these fancy pieces now. I don't know. To me, they've gotten away from their identity completely.
I think they've had some struggles with the run game, though, because they lost Cam Akers, and then Henderson's been hurt, not hurt, kind of on and off all year. And then Sony Michel.
Sony Michel's not.
I think it's not as cut and dry, but I know exactly what you're saying, and you're not wrong.
So this is a big game.
And you can get excited about this Monday night game because there's not going to be any 50-mile-an-hour wins.
Yes. Yep.
Because they play in a dome.
Kyler and Hopkins both back. This is going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
This is the kind of game that I would be like, Arizona should win this game. And I'm going to pick them to win this game. But this could be one of those ones where like they just completely show up. But I feel like LA hasn't shown up in some weeks. Like they're just...
They had a nice tune-up game where they got to play the Jags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're super inconsistent. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals here.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals.
I'm going to take the Cardinals also. They were winning with a backup.
Yep.
So, and then that brings us to the Browns game. Let me go back and find it. It's around here somewhere. Dead air. Nope, I found it. Ravens coming to town to play the Browns. Despite just losing to them, Browns 2.5-point favorites.
Well, it's kind of crazy, right?
You know, it's a little crazy. The Browns have been favorites in almost all their games this year.
What that tells me is that Vegas is watching – you know, the Ravens games too, and saying, well, they're not 8-4 good.
Oh, so the spread is for Cleveland already that much, then a lot of people are betting on Cleveland.
Correct.
Just, you know, which is kind of crazy.
Give me Cleveland.
I'm going to take the Browns.
Let's do it.
I also am going to take Cleveland. I like it because I just will not admit that if we go and lose this game, then season probably is over. So I'm all in for the rest of the year. Browns win every game, except for the Packers.
One thing that makes me scared about this, Colin Cowherd picked the Browns. And every time he picks us, we lose. And every time he doesn't pick us, we win. So I'm going to call him to see if I can get him to change his pick.
Yeah. You better get on that.
Get him on the wire. Yeah. See if I can get him to change his pick. No, I just got a good feeling. I don't know.
Yep.
Maybe that come Tuesday next week, we'll be here depressed again. But as of right now, I just got a good feeling.
I know. I do too. And like I said, that bye week, much needed.
Yep.
Reinvigorate everybody.
Yeah.
So, well, those were our game picks. That was, you know, a little bit of a Ravens preview as well as just kind of like an AFC overlook in general, just because all the teams have been so up and down. Let us know what you guys think. What are the chances we go on a run here and we make the playoffs? I know last week, I don't think any of us thought we had a shot, and then we watched all these teams play this week. We got further away from our team, and I think we're all way more optimistic than we were this time last week, except for maybe Justin. Last week, he said we're going to go 5-0.
Yeah.
So let us know what you guys think. I think we're only going to have this one episode this week. So if you want two episodes, make sure you check out the Patreon page, jointhedogs.com, get your guys' second episode. And we will see you guys all next week when hopefully we're talking about a big win against the Ravens.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast and become an official Dog Pack member and join the dogs.com.
Know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.